Hello, friends, and welcome once again to Under Western Stars, the cowboy show that brings you all things Western. Coming to you from the old ranch up north of Flagstaff in Boney Park. My engineer today and always is Matt Sarnowski. The introduction song is Bill Burke playing Lost Indian on the banjo. Today I thought we would look at an Arizona character. There are few Arizona characters so colorful. His name is Romain Loudermilk. We will start off with his composition, The Big Corral, as performed by Glenn Rice and the Beverly Hillbillies in about 1932.
It's ugly fruit from cattle shoot.
Pass along to the big corral.
It should be branded on the snoot.
Pass along to the big corral.
Press
along, cowboy. Press along with a cowboy yell.
Press
along with a loud big noise. Press along to the big corral.
This ugly gink is half reaching.
Press along to the big corral.
He makes his bread in the kitchen sink.
Press along to the big corral.
Press
along, cowboy. Press along with a cowboy yell.
Press
along with a loud big noise. Press along to the big corral. Along to the big corral.
There's rocks in the beans and sand in the beans.
Press along to the big corral.
Press
along, cowboy. Press along with a cowboy yell.
Press
along with a loud big noise. Press along to the big corral. Along to the big corral.
You hear him open up his face and roar.
Press along to the big corral.
Press
along, cowboy. Press along with the cowboy yell.
Press
along with a loud big noise. Press along to the big corral. Press along to the big corral. Press along, press along, press along, press along.
A few years ago, I did a performance which was recorded and made into an album that I called Open Heart. And this is my performance of Romain Loudermilk's Lee's Ferry.
One of the early settlers over in the Wickenburg area was a gentleman named Romain Loudermilk. And when he was just 15 years old, he went down to the land office and he tried to file a homesteading claim on a piece of ground along the Hassayampa River. And they told him he was too young, had to be 16 years old to file a legal claim. He just went back and camped on the ground until he turned 16, and then he filed on it and proved on it, and it became the Kale Bar Ranch, still in existence today. The Kale Bar was the first dude ranch in Arizona. Romain was a wonderful character. He was known for his singing of of the old cowboy songs. And during the course of his life, he wrote some great songs. I'd like to sing one for you. He was thinking about how in the old days, young boys would run away from home to become cowboys. And sometimes boys as young as 11, 12 years old would run away from home, and they would find one of the remote ranches and they would get a job as a cook's helper or a horse wrangler. And sometimes they would stay at those ranches and spend the rest of their lives working at those ranches. And they would always intend to reestablish contact with their families, but sometimes it just wouldn't happen, and they would grow old and gray on those ranches. He was thinking in particular about some of the ranches on the Arizona Strip, that piece of Arizona that lies north of the Colorado River and south of the Utah state line. And it used to be a very difficult place to get to. The only way you could get there was to cross the Colorado at Lee's Ferry, and he used Lee's Ferry as sort of a metaphor for that barrier to their returning to their old lives. And I learned this song from an old recording that Romaine made that was never commercially released. And I'm going to sing it for you, Archipelago, because that's the way I learned it. Come all you brave cowpunchers out on these western plains. Come all you brave cowpunchers, we'll go back home again. We'll see old friends and neighbors and those we love so dear. We'll cross over Lee's Ferry, oh, and go back home this year. We will, they all did say, when the fall roundup is o'er. We'll see old scenes of childhood days. We'll see old friends once more. We'll see old friends and neighbors and those we love so dear. We'll cross over Lee's Ferry, oh, and go back home this year. It's easy for to make a vow. It's easy to forget. Those boys are old and gray now, and they're cowpunching yet. Never saw their friends and neighbors and those they loved so dear. Never crossed over Lee's Ferry, oh, to go back home that year.
Romaine Loudermilk's ranch, the KL Bar, was the first dude ranch in Arizona. And he named it the KL Bar for his mother, Catherine. It was noted that it also produced hay, grain, and prize seed potatoes. In later years, Romaine operated several different dude ranches. He managed the Castle Hot Springs and the Soda Springs Ranch at Rim Rock, Arizona. Here's a poem that Gail Gardner wrote about the dude wrangler. I'll tell you of a sad, sad story of how a cowboy fell from grace. Now, really, this is something awful. There never was so sad a case. One time, I had myself a pardner. I never knowed one half so good. We throwed our outfits in together and lived the way that cowboys should. He savvied all about wild cattle, and he was handy with a rope. For a gentle, well-reined pony, just give me one that he had broke. He never owned no clothes but Levi's, and he wore them until they was slick. And he never wore no great big Stetson, 'cause where we rode, the brush was thick. He never had no time for women, so bashful and so shy he was. Besides, he knowed that they was poison, and so he always let them be. Well, he went to work on distant ranges. I did not see him for a year. But then I had no cause to worry, for I knowed that some day he'd appear. One day I rode in from the mountains, a feeling good and stepping light, for I had just sold all my yearlings and the price was out of sight. But soon I seen a sight so awful it caused my joy to fade away. It filled my very soul with sorrow. I never will forget that day, for down the street there come a walking my old time pardner as of yore. Although I know you will not believe me, let me tell you what he wore. He had his boots outside his breeches. They was made of leather, green and red. His shirt was of a dozen colors, loud enough to wake the dead. Around his neck he had a kerchief knotted through a silver ring, and I swear to God, he had a wristwatch. Who ever heard of such a thing? Says I, "Old scout, now what's the trouble? You must have et some loco weed. If you will tell me how to help you, I'll get you anything you need." Well, he looked at me for half a minute, and then he began to bawl. He says, "Bear with me while I tell you what made me take this awful fall. It was a woman from Chicago who put the engine sign on me. She told me that I was romantic and just as handsome as could be." Says he, "I'm afraid that there ain't nothing that you can do to save my hide. I'm wrangling dudes instead of cattle. I'm what they call a first-class guide." Oh, I saddles up their pump-tailed ponies. I fix their stirrups for them, too. I boost them up into their saddles, and they give me tips when I am through. It's just like horses eating loco. You cannot quit it if you try. I'll go on wrangling dudes forever until the day that I shall die. So I drawed my gun, and I throwed it on him. I had to turn my face away. I shot him squarely through the middle, and where he fell, I left him lay. I surely hated for to do it, for things that's done, you can't recall. But when a cowboy turns dude wrangler, he ain't no good no more at all. From the late 20s up through the current day, dude ranches were a great attraction in Arizona, and many a working cowboy found good pay and employment at the dude ranches. Just like the poem says, helping dudes ride horses and taking them on trail rides, and then in the evening sitting around a campfire and singing songs and telling stories. And Romaine excelled at that. At this time, you can go to the KL Bar Ranch and stay in one of the rooms that he built and enjoy the Hassayampa River. Here's a little bit of an old-time instrumental played by Luther Quentin and Floyd Jones. It's called Billy in the Low Ground.
Okay, this one's called Billy in the Low Ground.
Billy in the Low Ground.
Let's hear a little about it.
That's right. What do you want me to do, denounce it over here?
Or? Well, I've already denounced it. I think we'll be all right.
I'd do it this while
I've seen how stiff my mind. I'll try that. You don't know that double eagle.
No, that's what got me off, double eagle.
Romaine was born in Kansas, and he was born on June 14th, 1890, and passed away on June 23rd, 1970, at the ripe age of 90. When Romaine was 3 years old, his father died, and at 15, he had health problems, and like so many through the years have done, he came to the Southwest to try to regain his health. His mother sent him to a ranch in New Mexico, and there he regained his health and got a taste for the Western life. Later he went back and worked for a ranch in New Mexico, where his job was to keep watch over a windmill and a water hole, very remotely located. He was there in a little cabin by himself, and every 2 months, the home ranch would send out a wagon with supplies. But he loved the loneliness, and it inspired him the rest of his life to write about the Southwest. He wrote and published more than 100 songs. He wrote short stories, some of which were made into silent movies. In the later 30s, he would play on WLS in Chicago, the world's largest store, playing cowboy music on the same station that Gene Autry and Smiley Burnett and many other cowboy singers would perform on. He played for a while with the Arizona Wranglers. Now, I don't know if he's playing on this particular recording, but listen to the Arizona Wranglers tell you about the Strawberry Roan.
Howdy, folks. This is the sheriff speaking, and presenting Nubbins of the Arizona Wranglers singing the Strawberry Roan. Ride 'em, Nubbins.
was hanging around town, just spending my time, out of a job and not making a dime, when a fellow stepped up and he says, I suppose that you're a bronc rider from the looks of your clothes. Well, you guesses me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? And he says, I have one, a bad one to buck, and for throwing good rider, he's had lots of luck. He says this old pony has never been rode, and the boys that get on him is bound to get thrown. So I gets up all excited and I ask what he paid to ride this old pony for a couple of days. He offers a 10 spot, I says I'm your man, for the bronc never lived that I couldn't fan. No, the bronc never lived or never drew breath that I couldn't ride till he starved plumb to death. So he says, get your saddle, I'll give you a chance. So we get in the buckboard and drive to the ranch. We stay until morning and right after chuck, I go out to see if this outlaw can buck. Down in the horse corral standing alone, this old caballo strawberry roan, his legs are all spavin', he's got pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose, little pin ears that's crimped at the tip, and a big 44 branded on his left hip. He's ewe-necked and old with a long over jaw, you can see with one eye he's a regular outlaw. I puts on my spurs, I was sure feeling fine. I pull down my hat and I coil up my twine. Then I pile my loop on him, and well I knew then, before he gets rolled, I'll sure earn my 10. I get the blinds on him, it sure was a fight. Next comes my saddle and I screwed her down tight. I stepped up on him and raises the blind. I'm right in his middle to see him unwind. He bowed his old neck and I guess he unwound. He seemed to quit living down there on the ground. He went up towards the east, came down towards the west, and stay in his middle, I'm doing my best. He sure is frog walking, he heaves a big sigh. He only needs wings to be on the fly. He turned his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is some sunfishing son of a gun. He's about the worst bucker I've seen on the range. He can turn on a nickel and give you some change. And when he's a bucking, he squeaks like a show. I'll tell you, this pony has sure got my goat. I'll tell you, no fooling, this pony can't step, but I'm still in his middle and building a rep. He goes up on all four, came down on his side. Don't see how he keeps from losing his hide. I lose my stirrup and also my hat. I'm pulling the leather and blind as a bat. With a phenomenal old jump, he goes up on high. Leave me sitting on nothing way up in the sky. I turned over twice and I come back to earth. And I light in the cuss in the day of his birth. Then I know there's old ponies I'm able to ride. Some of them left, they haven't all died. But I'll bet my money that the man ain't alive that can stay with old Strawberry till he makes his high dive.
One of the best known of Romaine's songs is Great Granddad, and he reworked an old poem and added verses and put it to music, and it tells the story of what pioneer stock was really like. Great Granddad.
Great granddad, when the land was young, barred his door with a wagon tongue, for the times was tough and the redskins mocked, and he said his prayers with his shotgun cock. He was a citizen tough and grim. Danger was just duck soup to him. He ate corn, pone, and bacon fat. Great-grandson would starve on that. Great-granddad was a busy man. He cooked his grub in a frying pan. He picked his teeth with his hunting knife, and he wore the same suit all his life. 21 children came to bless the old man's home in the wilderness. Doubt this statement if you can. My great-granddad was a busy man. Twenty-one boys and how they grew, tall and strong on the bacon too. They slept on a bed without any slats, and they hunted in the woods for coonskin caps. 21 boys and not one bad, they never got fresh with old granddad. If they had, he'd have been right glad to tan their hides with a hickory gad. He raised them rough, but he raised them strong. When their feet took hold on the road to wrong, he straightened them out with an old ramrod and filled them full of the fear of God. They grew strong in heart and hand, a firm foundation of our land. Made the best citizens we ever had. We need more men like great-granddad. Granddad died at 89, 21 boys he left behind. Times have changed, but you never can tell. Why, you might yet do half as well.
You've been listening to Under Western Stars. I'm your host, Tony Norris. Feel free to visit my website, www.tonynorris.com, and get on my mailing list, find out what's going on. We've been visiting with the wonderful, bigger-than-life Romaine Loudermilk. Until next time, keep your powder dry. Don't talk to strangers. This is Tony Norris signing off on Under Western Stars.